Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Colossians chapter 1, Dr. Bloom was giving us 20 scriptural references showing the purpose of getting saved is to be made whole. Let's continue with that thought today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says.
First Corinthians chapter 15, verses 33 and 34, evil communications corrupt good manners. Second Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14 through chapter 7, verse 1. As a matter of fact, I think I'll read that to you. He says, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them. And I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Now, a Christian there is to come out and be separate, saith the Lord, not saith Paul, saith the Lord. We're not to touch the unclean thing, and we're to cleanse ourselves, not only in the spirit, but in the flesh as well, and perfect or mature holiness in the fear of God. Well, let me give you some more scriptural references. Galatians chapter 5. Verses 16 through 21. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 1 through 5, verse 8, verse 11, and verse 12. Philippians 1:27 and Philippians 4:8. Let's listen to Philippians 4:8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Now, think on these things if there's any virtue or any praise. Now, let's just look at that. If we're going to be holy, and we're going to be holy in spirit and in mind and body, then one of the things we need to learn to think right. Some are plagued with a dirty mind, with a carnal mind, a worldly mind. And the best way to overcome that is to think on these things that are true, honest, just, pure, lovely, and of good report. And all of that's in the Word of God. So learn to meditate in the Word of God, and it'll help you to become a holy Christian. Let's go on. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 1, verse 3, verse 4, and verse 7. Let me read verse 7 for you. For God hath not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness. Okay, again, that's for every saved person. You are saved and you're called to be a holy person. 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 15. 2 Thessalonians 3, verse 6, and verse 14. The next reference is 1 Timothy 4, verse 12. 2 Timothy 1, verse 9. 2 Timothy 2, verse 3, and verse 22. How about Titus 2, 11 and 12, where it says this, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, We should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. If you're truly saved, you've got Bible salvation. It teaches you to deny ungodliness. It teaches you to deny worldly lust. But it also teaches you to live soberly and righteously and godly in this present world. Let's go on with our list. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 25, and Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1, and verse 14. James chapter 1, verse 21, verse 22. James 4, verse 7, verse 8. There it says, submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Now listen to this. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners. Purify your hearts, ye double-minded. There's cleansing. There's purifying. In other words, saved people are to be holy. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 14 through 16. We're not to fashion ourselves after the world in that passage, but we're to be holy even as he is holy. 2 Peter 3, verses 14 and verse 17. 1 John chapter 1, verse 6 through verse 8. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15, where it says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Jude, verse 4, verse 19, verse 20. Now again, I have given you nearly 20 different references, and these all refer to holy living being separated from sin. We are called to be saints. Please see that God wants you to believe unto righteousness. And that is throughout the scriptures. I'm leery of this social drinking, cussing, lotto playing, R-rated movie watching Christianity. That is not holy, my friend. Now again, verse 2 says we're called to be saints and faithful brethren in Christ which are at Colossae. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, if holy, then your fellowship will be among faithful brethren. If you're holy, it only follows that you'll be a faithful brother. Now, the word faithful brethren there means trustworthy. If you refuse to be holy for God, then how can you be counted on and trustworthy? Today's society has sports stars, celebrities, and employees, etc., that quit when they don't like what their job, or they don't think they're getting enough money or whatever. They just quit when they don't like things and they go somewhere else. Quitting lacks character and integrity. And it's the same in church. People that are just simply not trustworthy people. They can't be counted on, although they're very gifted. And because of the gift they have, they feel like they're owed something. Instead of seeing they have a responsibility to use it submissively and in the fear of God. Too many have walked an aisle in the church, I fear, looking for an insurance policy. You know that word believe in the Bible means believe into. It's a stronger word in the Greek than it is in our English. It doesn't mean just believe as you believe the fact. It means believe into. Romans 10:10 says, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. It doesn't stop at just believeth. It says he believeth unto righteousness. Let me illustrate what I mean. Two men go to a health lecture. Graphs are there, charts, pictures, and test results are given. And both men are convinced of the need for exercise, for diet, and the vitamins and herbs that work together to make you healthier and live longer. Now, both of these men believe it very seriously. And both men speak about it very seriously to others. But only one of the men starts to exercise, diet, and invest in the vitamins and herbs. Now, which one of those two men believed in two? Well, the man that started the exercise and diet and invested in the vitamins and herbs. Yet both of the men are serious. James 2:19 says, thou believest that there is one God. Thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. Now, if the devils tremble, that's a serious belief. But they're not saved. You see, they don't believe unto righteousness. Understand, I'm not saying in being saved that a person has to become a preacher, a teacher, or a missionary, although we each are called to be a witness if you're saved. That's not just a pastor's job. That's everyone's job that's saved. And I'm not saying you must do certain works in order to merit salvation or to keep your salvation. But I am saying this. You are receiving Jesus Christ into your life as your God, Savior, and Lord. And just like when a couple gets married and that bride gives her vows and says that she will obey, love, and honor until death do they part, and she gives that word and she's going to put herself in submission to him, please understand, that is the relationship that you're entering with Jesus Christ. And he likens the relationship to him as a marriage. He says he's going to present his as a bride without spot and without wrinkle. You see, Romans 10:10 says, "With the heart man believeth unto righteousness." And then it adds this, "And with the mouth confession is made to salvation." You see, believing that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sin. Believing that when he was dying, he shed his blood and paid for every sin you ever have or ever will commit. And that 3 days later, he rose up from the dead. And taking him at his word, that whosoever would call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You accept this free offer of salvation. He made the payment. He did all the work. You accept it. And you receive it just like a bride says, "Yes, I accept this man as my groom, and I subject myself to him." Now, my friend, I ask you, is your belief a heart belief, or did you only ask very seriously? You see, my friend, you must admit that you are a sinner. Romans 3:10 says, "There is none righteous, no, not one." Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God," and that includes me and that includes you. Be willing to turn from your sin, that is, repent. Acts 17:30 says that God commandeth all men everywhere now to repent, because he has appointed a day in which he will judge the world. Believe that Jesus Christ died for you on the cross, that he was buried and rose from the dead. Romans 5:8 says, "God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners," just like we are, "Christ died for us." Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." My friend, why not right now, wherever you are, just pray this prayer. "Dear God, I know I'm a sinner, and I need forgiveness. Forgive me of my sins. I believe that Jesus Christ shed his precious blood on the cross and died for my sin. I believe that 3 days later he rose up from the dead. I right now invite Jesus Christ to come into my heart and my life as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." I see that my time is up, and I want to thank you for listening today to the Lamp and Light broadcast. And may the lamp of God's Word be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all, who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible says.